Chapter 7 Reading, pages 96 and 97 Comic Strips
Creating a comic strip A robbery An escape from the zoo An exciting and dangerous journey A kidnap
The first thing to do when creating a comic strip is to think of a plot. It needs to be funny or dramatic with an exciting finish. It should be full of action to keep the reader interested. The story needs to move fast, and something new must happen in each picture. The characters need strong personalities, which will come across in the pictures. You can tell what the characters above are like just from looking at them.
Drawing the strip.
Here, you can see how the script, you can only see the first part, was made into a finished comic strip. It was drawn using a dip pen with a special nib. The Test Tube Affair.
Those stupid kidnappers can't tie knots. I've been lucky.
Why do we always get the boring jobs?
Shut up and listen.
Police are still searching for the kidnappers of Terry Test Tube, son of Professor Test Tube, the famous scientist. Today, the professor made an appeal, saying that he would give the kidnappers his new wonder invention if they would return his son.
This will fool those two idiots. This is my only chance.
Meanwhile, back at police headquarters...
Chief, we've got some news. The helicopter is searching Green Island.
Some frames can be left without borders to add variety. The story is mainly told in the pictures. But there are bubbles for speech and thoughts. A line of text at the top can explain changes of scene or time. Sound effects add excitement to the pictures. Frame sizes are varied to make the strip more interesting. Scenery can make the strip come to life.
Listening, page 100. Completing notes and problem solving. Rita Rich has been kidnapped. The kidnappers have gone out. They did not know that Rita has her own mobile phone. Now she is telephoning the police. You are a police officer. Complete the notes below.
Hello, police headquarters.
Hello, this is Rita Rich. I've been kidnapped.
Oh, Rita, where are you?
I'm on Square Island somewhere. I don't know where. I'm locked in a room. Two men kidnapped me. They have gone away now. but the windows are all painted black. I can't see anything!
All right, Rita. Keep calm. So, you can't see anything at all?
No, nothing.
Right. Well, can you hear anything?
Yes, I can. I can hear the trains when they go by. I think I'm near a railway line.
Good. Can you hear anything else?
I can hear the bells of a church sometimes. I'm quite near a church. And sometimes I can hear the noise from a school. But I'm not very near the school.
That's good, Rita. Well done. Now, there's a big zoo on Square Island. Can you hear the noises of any strange animals?
No, I can't.
What about the airport? Can you hear the planes?
Yes, a bit, but they're not very loud.
That's very good, Rita. You're doing very well. Now, I want you to think about smells. Can you smell anything from the outside air?
Oh, yes. There's a strong smell of fish. I can smell fish most of the time. And I can smell the sea. I think I'm quite near the sea.
Good. Now, there's a big plastics factory on the island. There's a lot of strong chemical smells from that factory. Have you smelt anything like that?
Yes, just a bit. Not often, though. Oh, I must stop now. The kidnappers are coming back.
All right, Rita. Don't worry. I think I know where you are now. We'll come and rescue you soon.
Speaking. Page 105.
A. Talk time. The sounds s and z. Exercise A1. 1. Sip. Price. Rice. Ice. Peace. 2. Zip. Prize. Rise. Eyes. Peas. 3. Sip. Zip. Price. Prize. Rice. Rise. Ice. Eyes. Peace. Peas. Exercise A2.
Have escaped from the zoo. 6 hissing snakes have escaped from the zoo. Susie, tell the police that 6 hissing snakes have escaped from the zoo.
Exercise A3.
Cecil, please, get off your knees. Cecil, rise, race for the prize.
Exercise A4. When we say sentences, we normally stress important words. Nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs. We do not stress unimportant words. For example, a, the, he, of, is, have, and, can. We usually put a little more stress on the last important word in the sentence. How did you escape?
I was lucky. The kidnappers couldn't tie knots, so I freed myself from the rope.
What did you do next?
I tied the rope across the floor of the room.
Exercise A5.
I want to speak to the chief.
This is the chief speaking.
Good news, chief. We've got some news. There's a bag on the roof of a building. We think it belongs to the professor's son.
More practice. Page 108. The Fox and the Crow. Early one morning, a crow was sitting in a tall tree. She was holding a big piece of meat in her mouth. She thought it would be a nice breakfast for her baby. An old fox was looking for some food. He saw the crow with the meat. He really wanted to eat the meat himself. He thought very hard about how he could take it from the crow. The fox made a plan. He could not climb the tree, so he would have to make the crow drop the meat. He spoke to the crow very politely and asked how she was and how her baby was. The fox then told the crow that she had a beautiful voice and that he would like to hear her sing. The crow was happy and thought that the fox was very kind. So she decided to sing a song for him. She opened her mouth, and the fox's plan worked. The meat fell down into his mouth.